Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
And don't we all want that? Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. I am your host for today's inspiration. I am so glad that you're taking the time to listen. I got to start out with some gratitude because gratitude is what it's all about. It actually can change the way you feel. And I'm very grateful that you're taking this time. And hopefully I will say something that will connect with you, inspire you, empower you, make you feel better because life is not easy, not easy for anybody. I have a list of Lisa's life rules, and number one on my list is you never really know what's going on in anybody's life. The more people I talk to, the more I find out. We're all on this journey together, and it's not easy. So I'm here to share what I've been through and to give you my perspective because it's all perspective. We all see things differently. And I know I can't change you because it's up to you to decide if and when you want to change, but maybe I can inspire you. Maybe I can help you. Maybe I can get you through the day or bring you up when you're down or send you some love because that's what I'm all about is love. I've been a longtime Detroit area radio broadcaster, and I know you could be listening from anywhere in the world. Here in the Detroit area, the state of Michigan and the United States of America, we're bringing our summer to an end. I'm kind of in denial, not really looking forward to fall because we had such a horrible winter. Now, talk about not living in the moment. On this day, I'm very grateful. It's a beautiful day. I have lovely plans, and I get to be with people I care about, and that's all that really matters. So how silly is it of me to be thinking, I don't want summer to be over because then it's going to be fall, and I love fall. Fall's my favorite season, but then it's winter. Why am I worrying about something months away? I should be in this moment now, enjoying this moment now, because really that's the most important thing you can do for yourself. That will help your perspective. That will help you get through any tough times, and we all have had tough times. I want to share with you three questions that I think everyone needs to think about, and I certainly have thought about, and that is what has brought me to this place at this time. The questions are, who am I? How did I get here? And what do I know? Well, as I mentioned, I'm a lifelong Metro Detroiter. I've been blessed to work for several commercial radio stations in this market. I've worked with a lot of interesting people. And when my last big gig ended, I had some time. I have two kids and I had a lot of sick family members, and I finally had me time. And I started meditating, which I highly recommend. And I think some people hear meditation and think, oh, that's for gurus. I can't do that. It's seriously one of the best things you can do for yourself. And maybe meditation is praying. Maybe you can just pray and spend some quiet time thinking about who you are and what you want. I love praying, whether you think God is listening or answering your prayers or not. You're sending out some positive energy. You're sending out some thoughts, and that certainly can't hurt. And I love, that's one of my favorite parts of going to church is when we have the silent prayer together. I just think it's creating such a wonderful energy of everybody at the same time in the same room, getting their energies together and thinking of others. I mean, of course, you always pray for ourselves. that's just human nature. But prayer or meditation, and it's not easy to do. Well, I'm not great at meditating on my own. I like guided meditations, and there's a lot of them out there. David G, it's David J-I, it's all one word, is an amazing meditation teacher and communicator. Deepak Chopra does a lot of meditations. You can go on YouTube and find meditations. You can Google them. There is a lot of them out there that are for free. And it's probably one of the best things you can do for yourself, meditate and exercise. I keep hearing exercise is the solution and the key and the answer to every problem there is out there. And so those are the two best things you can do for yourself. So I started meditating and started asking, who am I? You think I would have known by then, but who really stops and thinks about it? I always say to people, what do you want? What makes you happy? And they say, I don't know. And I think, well, how can you get it if you don't know? You got to have a goal. You got to have a dream. You got to have a plan. You got to envision it. You got to feel it. You got to see yourself doing it. That seriously is the key to making things happen. So I started meditating, and I found out that I have a large capacity to love. Well, that sounds nice, but how is that going to pay my Nordstrom bill? So I also doing meditations. They talked a lot about, I just read something this morning from Ram Dass, who was the creator of Be Here Now. And then, and he talked about, oh, that, do you know that unconditional love you had as a child and the security you felt when you were a baby. I didn't, no, not me. Sorry. Didn't really have unconditional love growing up. Didn't really feel secure growing up. Came from a family of five kids and some parents who had their own issues, and I forgive them. I don't live in that place anymore. They did the best that they could do. It's not going to do me any good to hang on to that or be angry about that. You got to let it go, and you got to be in this moment now. And so it's one thing to meditate and think, you know, how did I get here and who am I and what do I want? But then when people start talking about, go back to that place of unconditional love and that security you felt as a child, and I didn't. So that made it doubly hard for me, and I'm still a work in progress. That's the best part about Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, or Body, Mind, Spirit Guide Magazine, if you're one of the lucky ones to pick it up. It's distributed all over Southeast Michigan, is that it's full of information. It's full of ways for you to heal yourself. I feel like we're all the walking wounded. Everybody's been through their stuff. I know I've been through a lot of stuff, and that doesn't make me special, because we all have our stuff. Life is hard, as I said, but it's how you choose to look at it. It's how you choose to feel about it. It is a choice. Now, I know there are some people who have chemical imbalances, and I by no means am saying that I have the answer for that. That sometimes you do need medication, and sometimes you do need professional help. I am not a psychologist. I'm a lover, not a Pamela Anderson type lover. Oh, it could be. But I'm here now to heartfelt love. That's what I'm talking about. I'm here to share heartfelt love and to come to you from my heart and enlighten and hopefully entertain you, because I don't take much seriously. I think laughter is such a gift, and I live for laughter. And laughter helps you feel more optimistic. Laughter is, think about it, it's positive energy. You're putting out positive energy when you laughter. And laughter helps us remember that life is meant to be enjoyed. You know, it's a tough ride, and I've been through a lot, and I know you've been through a lot, but why not be happy? Why not enjoy the ride? And I'm not irresponsible. I pay my bills. You can count on me. I'm here to help. I believe that we are all here to help. I don't think we should live in a me-first world. I think we should live in a world where we think of others, and I'm trying to find my favorite Dalai Lama quote. Dalai Lama, our prime purpose in this life is to help others. And if you can't help them, at least don't hurt them. That's another thing. I don't get the people who, the drama, and they don't want to feel good, and they choose to focus on the negative. And believe me, I know stuff happens, and then you have to deal with it. I'm not saying you're choosing to focus on it. Sometimes people face serious health situations, and then they have to deal with that. But don't create something that isn't there, because it will find you. You know, drama and life has its ups and downs, and try to focus on the ups and not think about the downs, and try to power through as positive as possible. That was the name of the presentation I was giving last night in Rochester, Michigan, and it was a really great place called Soul Space. If you're in the Detroit area and you're looking for a cool place to do yoga and hang out, Soul Space on University Drive in Rochester, Michigan, I highly recommend. It was a great atmosphere, and I really appreciate them hosting the event last night. And I appreciate Dean Lattiser, who Dean's Publishing helped put it together. We had a great conversation, and you know, that's what I want to do. I want to connect with people. I want to learn from people. In fact, if you want to connect and call right now, 646-378-0378 is the number. If you have something you want to talk about, there's something on your mind, if you want to say, hey, Lisa, what are you talking about? Let's debate it. I'm up for it. I love a good, healthy, fair conversation. 646-378-0378 is my number. Sometimes I have guests, and I love to have guests, and I'm working on some good guests. But really, the reason I wanted to do this show was so I could share with you who I am, what I've learned, my perspective, and help you have a better life. So how did I get here? I had a horrible childhood. Started meditating, found out that I had a large capacity to love. But then I had a lot of situations with loved ones. I lost a sister to breast cancer. I was with her on her deathbed. And I was thinking about that. That's an awful term, deathbed. What's a deathbed? I mean, she wasn't. It wasn't a bed made for death. She was at home, and she was in hospice care, and she had had breast cancer, and it had spread to much of her body, and it was taking her life. And the hospice worker came in one day, and we held hands, and she told her, you know, to was trying to get her to make terms with her death, and said that, you know what, your body may be gone, but you will always be with us. You're a spirit, and you're an energy. And I had never heard that before, and really resonated with me. And now I think that everything is energy. Every person and everything and every word and maybe even every thought. I don't know. I'm dealing with that now. If you think a negative thought, is that, but don't say it out loud, is that negative energy? So losing her and then having a son who had a health challenge, it really, really opened my eyes to seeing what life is really all about. And what life is really all about is it's going to end. And none of us knows when. And none of us knows how, and none of us knows how much time we have, so I don't want to waste a minute. I call myself a moment saver. I don't want to live in angst and anger. I don't want to spend my days looking at what's wrong, because it's easy to be offended. It's easy to be a victim, but I don't want to focus on that. I want to focus on what's right, and sometimes that's hard to find, but then that's where gratitude comes in, because you can find something. I'm grateful I have a roof over my head, and I have health insurance, and right now nothing's growing where it shouldn't be or falling off where it shouldn't be, and that should make it a good day. So I try to focus on what I'm grateful for all the time. I'll walk out, wow, look at that. That's like so great. I, you know, this is in my life and I'm so grateful for that. I just constantly try to remind myself that. I mean, that's a thought you can replace in your head instead of looking in the mirror and going, man, I'm old, or how did that happen, or I don't look good. Replace it with, I'm so grateful I actually have a mirror to look into. Some people don't. A lot of things are going on around the world, and people are living in great turmoil and great fear and great health concerns, and we're not, at least in the United States. A lot of us are pretty well off compared to the rest of the world. So it's that simple. Replace a negative thought with a positive one. But it's an effort. It does take time. It does take effort, and does take self-awareness and thinking about it and being in the moment. So I try to be lighthearted and loving. You know, I'm human. We're all human. I have my moments, but that's the place where I try to come from. I try to center myself on lightheartedness and being loving and being about laughter and making the world a better place. I think being happy makes the world a better place, and I want to inspire you to be happier. So if you're not happy, let's talk about it. 646-378-0378. And how can you get happy? Because why do you want to suffer through life? And as I know, a lot of people have challenges. Life is hard. Things happen. But I, you know, if you're not going through something really tough, and even if you are, you can choose to focus on the bright spot in it. I basically spent the first part of my life feeling bad, afraid, and abused, unsupported, and ignored. I don't know, a lot of people did. But I choose to create a happy life now with good feelings and a positive attitude. So I wake up every day with hopeful anticipation and try to see the best in everyone and everything while focusing on love and laughter. That's my mission statement. That's who I am. My parents are gone. And as I said, it's no use hanging on. They did the best job that they could. It's my time now to create the best, happiest life that I can. And your time, too. I mean, you have a choice. You really do. And it's your choice to how to feel and what to focus on. You don't get to decide what happens a lot of time in life. I'm not a control person, so I'm just happy to control my bladder. That's what I always say. So things do happen, but it's really up to you to decide what to focus on and how to feel about it and what to do. So I think because my early life was so unhappy, I started studying happiness as a hobby. It was like a hobby. You know, there's a lot out there, unhappiness. And I love shopping. I call myself a semi-professional shopper because I didn't want to go pro because I was saving myself for the Olympics. Until I learned that buying things only provides temporary pleasure. And being happy is really as easy as deciding to be happy. It comes from within. It's up to you. No one else or nothing else can make you happy. Cookies may bring you comfort, but it's only going to hurt you in the end, literally and figuratively. I am living proof of that. So choose to be happy. In fact, I found a list this week, 10 keys to happiness. So let's go over a few of those. Number one, listen to your body's wisdom. which expresses itself through signals of comfort and discomfort. When choosing a certain behavior, ask your body, how do you feel about this? Now, that's easier. When it comes to putting that cookie in my mouth, I think, yeah, I choose to think I'm going to eat that cookie. But, you know, my pants being too tight to button sometimes is telling me something else. Number two on the 10 Keys to Happiness, live in the present, for it's the only moment you have. My buddy, Dr. Rudy Tanzi, who co-authored a book with Deepak Chopra called Superbrain, and Dr. Tanzi himself is an accomplished researcher at Harvard University. He's discovered some Alzheimer's genes, and he's all about the brain, but yet comes from an enlightened, loving place. And he told me, and it was one of my favorite things ever that anyone's ever said, about you just tell your brain, because you are the user of your brain, you don't want your brain to use you, that you are okay right now, and all we have is right now. And it really helps you focus on the present moment to get away from your past fears or anxieties that come up. So live in the present. It's the only moment you have. And as Dr. Rudy Tanzi says, be in this moment now. It's, you know, it's the only moment you have. Number three, take time to be silent and to meditate, to quiet the internal dialogue. That's kind of how I started the show. You really do. I don't know, do people really say walk around and they have this conversation going on in their head? Sometimes I seem to see as people get older, they talk out loud. You're like, who are you talking to? Well, you're just talking to yourself. Because you always have an ongoing conversation in your head all the time. It's that internal dialogue. And it could be saying not so nice things to you, which is you telling yourself that's not so nice things. Change the dialogue. Replace the negative moments with positive thoughts and meditate. That's the whole point of meditation, is just to have a mantra. And so you don't think all the other things that are going on in your mind. Number four is relinquish your need for external approval. I think that's really difficult for some people, especially teenagers. I have a teenager, and he's always so worried other people are going to look at us and think we're crazy, and I don't care. That's one of the benefits of getting older or getting perspective, is who cares? I mean, we're all walking through this path of life, and we're all going to end up at the end, and you might as well have fun and do what you want. Now, as I said, I'm not saying do anything illegal or immoral. You know, obviously you want to have some standards, but the other day I went to pick up some pictures at the local drugstore and nobody was at the counter, and I waited and waited, and I asked the cashier, could you get someone to photo? And I waited and waited. So I just walked back there and got on myself. Now, it wasn't, you know, I could see them right in front of me, so I wasn't violating anything, but I didn't care. I wanted my pictures and was in a hurry, and it's just freeing to not worry about what other people think all the time. But I mean, of course you want to be thoughtful. You want to be a good friend, but in general, you know, live it up. Wear red shoes and do your hair the way you want to do it, because really, what do you care? When you find yourself reacting with anger or opposition to any person or circumstance, realize that you're only struggling with yourself. Now, that is an important one. Putting up resistance is the response of defenses created by old hurts. When you relinquish this anger, you will be healing yourself and cooperating with the flow of the universe. So that's always interesting. They say the things that you don't like about another person are really what you don't like about yourself. It's like a projection. I'm still working on that one, but this is good advice. When you find yourself reacting with anger or opposition, realize you're only struggling with yourself, because it's you who's feeling those feelings. Number six, know that the world out there reflects your reality in here. The people you react to most strongly, whether with love or hate, are projections of your own inner world. Okay, that's what I was just saying. What you most hate is what you deny in yourself. Let's think about that one for a second. What you most hate in others is what you most deny in yourself. I don't know about that one. What you most love is what you most wish for in yourself. Use the mirror of relationships to guide your evolution. The goal is total self-knowledge. When you achieve that, what you most want will automatically be there, and what you most dislike will disappear. I wonder if it's that easy, but it certainly is interesting. The world out there reflects your reality in here. The people you most strongly react to, whether it's love or hate, are projections of your inner world. I don't know. There are people who I have unpleasant interactions with, and I don't know if that's really what I don't like in myself that's causing me that. Sometimes they do things that don't seem loving or caring or supportive, and I don't think that comes from me. I think that comes from them being selfish or self-centered or not thinking or or, you know, maybe they're doing the best that they can do based on where they came from. So that's one I really have questions with. And actually, I should acknowledge this list came from the one and only Deepak Chopra, and I hope to have him as a guest on the show soon, and I'm going to ask him about that. And if you have any insights or feelings on that, 646-378-0378 is the number. You can call in. We're live right now at 10:40 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time if you're listening online. Thank you so much. You can always email me, lisaloveberry, B-A-R-R-Y, at gmail.com. I would love to hear from you either way. This show is all about connecting, reaching out, and sharing our perspectives and just trying to get through this life as happy as possible. Number 7 on the list of the 10 keys to happiness, shed the burden of judgment. You will feel much lighter. Judgment imposes right and wrong on situations that just are. Everything can be understood and forgiven, but when you judge, you cut off understanding and shut down the process of learning to love. In judging others, you reflect your lack of self-acceptance. Remember that every person you forgive adds to your self-love. Yeah, forgiveness is huge. I agree with that part. I think we're on that seeing your own foibles in other people thing, and I'm still working on that. And if you feel that way or have any thoughts on it, 646-378-0378. Number 8, don't contaminate your body with toxins, either food, drink, or toxic emotions. Your body is more than a life support system. It's the vehicle that will carry you on the journey of your evolution. The health of every cell directly contributes to your state of well-being because every cell is a point of awareness within the field of awareness that is inside you. We walk around and we eat so many unhealthy things and do so many things that may not be the best for our bodies. And that, you know, there's a lot. I always say, you know, when you go to the dentist, they think your full focus should be your teeth. And you go to your hairstylist, they think your full focus should be your hair. And your foot doctor thinks your whole life, I mean, your body, it's a lot of work. It's like a car. There's a lot of maintenance that goes on. There's a lot of repair necessary. You got to change your oil. Oh, that's a car, not your body. But it is work, and you do need to take care of it because this is what's going to carry you through on this journey of life. So you do want to be good to your own body. Number 9 on the list of 10 keys to happiness, replace fear-motivated behavior with love-motivated behavior. People talk about that. Fear is love. Love and fear are the opposite. I'm, again, not so sure on that one. Fear is the product of memory, which dwells in the past. Remembering what hurt us before, we direct our energies towards making certain that an old hurt will not repeat itself. But trying to impose the past on the present will never wipe out the threat of being hurt. That happens only when you find the security of your own being, which is love. Motivated by the truth inside you, you can face any threat because your inner strength is invulnerable to fear. That if you can accomplish that, then you're there. You've done pretty well. I don't know if fear and love are the opposite of each other. I know that I do feel a lot of love. I don't know if that cancels out my fear. I don't know how those relate to each other, but it's something certainly to strive for. And last but not least, understand that the physical world is just a mirror of deeper intelligence. Intelligence is the invisible organizer of all matter and energy, and since a portion of this intelligence resides in you, you share the organizing power of the cosmos. Because you are inseparably linked to everything, you cannot afford to follow the planet's air and water. But at a deeper level, you cannot afford to live with a toxic mind, because every thought makes an impression on the whole field of intelligence. Living in balance and purity is the highest good for you and the earth. Living in balance and purity. I'm all about balance. Life needs to be about balance. You know, as I said, some people go through tough times and you still want to try to be as positive as possible and focus on all the good there is in the world. But I certainly understand there are challenges. So it's good to try to have some balance. Another good place to come from is to not take things personally. So many people are stressed out and angry and annoyed because they think they're being walked over or passed over and people are saying things, and it's not necessarily always all about you. I have my favorite place I love to go to in northern Michigan. It's sort of fancy, and then I think, what should I wear? And I think, no one's looking at me. They all think I'm looking at them, which is a good way to think about it. And it's good old Don Miguel Ruiz who wrote the Four Agreements, and number 2 was don't take anything personally. He said, nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. When you are immune to the opinions and the actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. Saves a lot of time from being paranoid and hurt and offended and a victim if you realize everyone is just coming from their own place and perspective and experiences and just trying to make it through the day like the rest of us. So if you're feeling hurt or offended and what they said or did really may have nothing to do with you, so don't take it personally. And that is, again, something that takes some work and it takes some attitude adjustment. It takes being in the moment and thinking, wait a minute, why are they doing that to me? And like, they're not even thinking about you. They're just coming from where they've been through. They're dealing with what, how they were raised, just like me and like you. We're all dealing with where we've been and trying to get through this moment now. And they may do something that may hurt you. And it's not because of you, they don't like you, or they're not thinking about you. It's just that they're doing the best that they can. Now, that's a major assignment, because I know there have been some times when I have felt hurt, or still feel hurt, because somebody did something or said something that made me think I wasn't a priority for them. Because really, all everyone wants to be is somebody's priority. Attention is the biggest gift you can give to anyone, whether it's your kids or a spouse or a sibling or you're a server at a restaurant. Everyone just wants to be noticed, and everyone just wants to feel valuable. So everybody wants to think that they are important in this world, and you don't have to be a Kardashian to be important. I still don't quite sure why they're so important. Even though I secretly have watched the show, and they have the same problems we all have. They just have gazillions of dollars to throw at it. They have family function problems, but that we all have, but they just have millions of dollars, and they are celebrities, and they get a special place to wait at the airport, and so they definitely feel valued, but I don't know for what. All the rest of us are working hard and trying to spread some good and doing whatever we do, and I don't know. We're in a celebrity, our world right now is celebrity-centered, and that's too bad. So anyway, don't take it personally. And I don't have envy for them. Envy will suck the life out of you. I love that. Envy will suck the life out of you. It doesn't do you any good thinking you want what somebody else has, because you got to work for what you can get. It's the yin and yang. I don't know how the universe or God or who decides who gets how much or how hard you have to work for what you want. I don't know how that works. But be grateful for what you do have, and do not be looking at somebody else and coveting what they have or wanting their life, because as I said, Lisa's rule number one, Lisa's life lesson, you never really know what's going on in anybody's life. And the more people I talk to and the more people I connect to, we're all struggling. Life is not easy. I don't know anyone who gets up and they have a servant and their nails are done. I mean, even Oprah did a show on happiness with Sean Aker, who I love, and Oprah told Sean, who's written a lot of books about happiness, that she wasn't happy. And I'm like, what? How can you not be? Everyone thinks Oprah's happy. I don't want to put it out of context and misquote her. I think maybe she said she had trouble dealing with happiness because she's all about all this stuff. So if anyone should be happy, it's her. She's beloved and worldwide famous and has millions of dollars. And what else would she want? So it's just all perspective. It's levels. Life comes in levels. And you just decide to be happy and focus on it, and it comes from inside. It doesn't come, you can't buy anything. I mean, it might make you happy for a little bit, but it's not going to bring you internal, inside, peaceful, balanced happiness. That comes from you. That comes from a choice that you make, and it comes from the way that you look at things. So I talk about all this other stuff, but not having envy and not taking it personally, because that all comes together to bring you down to the number one goal, which is just to be at peace. And that's to know yourself and to love yourself, because if you don't love yourself, who's going to love you? So just relax, take a breath, and know that everybody is struggling. Everybody is going through something. So just relax and you know, if you don't like your situation, change it. If you don't feel peace and happiness, work on it. I think life is about choices. Despite all that I've been through and all that I know, I feel like it's a choice. I choose to be loving and lighthearted, and I'm glad. I would much rather be loving and lighthearted than mean and angry and oppositional and focus on what's wrong all the time. I choose what to think. Think about it. You do. You wake up in the morning. You can decide what you want to think. You can decide what you want to focus on. I choose what to say. Sometimes people need to think a minute before they open their mouths, and sometimes I don't either. As I said, I'm all human, but I choose what to do, and I choose who to be. Who can tell me that I can't be who I want to be? And I want to be a loving, lighthearted person who connects with others and uplifts them and entertains them and enlightens them and gives them perspective, because life is not easy and I've lived it. I'm raising my hand to tell you that I have been there and I know, and I still try to focus on the good things in life. A lot of that is genetics or upbringing, but it's why I try to empower myself with self-awareness and experiences that are going to enrich me and improve life and raise up the people around me and not try to bring them down. And again, that self-awareness and knowing who you are and what you want and how can you get it if you don't know? And if you don't love yourself, how can anyone else? Not ego, me first, love, but knowing yourself, loving yourself, and then being yourself without worrying what other people think. That's the best. It's freedom. And again, life has its ups and downs, and I'm not walking around on a cloud every day and going, oh, you know, my life is so perfect. Life is not perfect. Life is difficult for a lot of people. And it's also not a contest. It doesn't do you any good to compare yourself to anyone else. Look at yourself and learn about yourself and love yourself and know what makes you happy and then do it. I believe that life is about being happy. And I believe happiness is a choice. And it doesn't come from buying things or eating things. It comes from being aware of the moment you're in right now. All we have is this moment. I'm okay right now. And all we have is right now. And it comes from being grateful for what you have. And you're happy because you choose to. It's your choice. It's not based on any how big your house is or how big your jewelry is or how many friends you have. Or it's your choice. You can choose to be happy, even in the worst of circumstances. It's the way you look at things and how you choose to react to people in every situation. I like to call myself a moment saverer. I like to be in the moment. And I know when my kids were little and I never had a minute to myself, I probably wasn't the best mother that I should be. And I'm very, very involved in parenting because I think children are our future. And if you mistreat your children, you're going to create unhappy, unbalanced adults. And I've been there myself, and I'm not judging other people, but I see mothers out in the stores with little kids and they're like, let's look at this. And the mother's like, no, walk straight, go, you know. And then are you thinking really about how you're talking to your kid? And I know it's easier said than done because they've tried your patience 100 times that day. And it's never simple. And, you know, you got a lot going on. We're all multitasking. We all have a lot going on. But think about that with your kids. They just want your attention more than anything else, more than a new bike or more than a Disney cruise, although that would be nice. They just want your attention. They want you to love them. They want to know that they're, like everybody else, valued and meaningful. And you had these kids for a reason, and give them your love and give them your attention and know that it changes. I know that my kids are older now, and that's why I'm a moment saver, because I know that they're moving on, and if I get a moment with them, I'll take it. And I make them a priority. My friends know when my kids are home for the summer that Lisa's not that up for much because she's going to be with her kids as much as possible because they're great kids. And finally, I have unconditional love. I had to create 2 people to get it, but I have it, and I love them unconditionally, and I love you unconditionally. That's I'm a big-hearted person. I have lots of love, and if you need love, email me, lisalovebarry, B-A-R-R-Y, @gmail.com. None of us are getting out of this world alive, and you should be nice to the people that you care about, and believe love and laughter and good health are really important to a happy life. And I came up with a saying that I love to take pictures, and I love to take pictures of sunsets, and I have a full collection if you'd like to see it. And you can create these little sayings on top of your own pictures, and one of them I created this week said, shed negativity, being offended, being a victim. Share love and laughter as much as you can, and shine your bright light unto the world. Don't you want to be a light? Don't you want to contribute to the goodness and the light in the world? You don't want to be a negative Debbie Downer. You want to be a light. So shed, share, and shine. Shed that 3 times fast. Oh, that could have got tricky there. So again, I'm Lisa Barry. This is today's inspiration, bodymindspiritradio.com. You can listen to it anytime you want, as many times as you want, right here online, on your iPad, on your phone, on your computer. That's the beauty, and that is the direction that radio is heading these days. And I really appreciate you taking the time. And if I've touched you or your life, or I've said something you agree with or don't agree with, email me, lisalovebarry@gmail.com. I'm available to speak at your function. I love to share my life lessons with others and inspire them. I can MC events. I can do weddings if you want. So would love to hear from you. And enjoy the rest of summer. It's not officially over for another month or so, but Labor Day here in Michigan or the United States signals the end of summer, and it's always sad to see it go, although it's been a funky summer. Hasn't been a lot of rain, some flooding, and not a lot of warmth, and we had such a crazy winter last year. No one's looking forward to heading in that direction, but that's how it goes. It's how the planets spin and how life goes, and it's just up to us, you and me and everyone else, to decide to be happy no matter what, be in this moment now, and love each other. Thanks so much for listening, and I look forward to connecting with you again next week. Take care.